for your ways, oh God. Praise God. I want to give God praise for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost already in the service today. For this young lady that's about to go down in the water in Jesus' name. And we don't do this often, but we know Amber's watching in Guatemala this morning. We want to say hello to Amber in Guatemala. And also, the Koenig family is with us every Sunday morning. They're in Germany, and they're in service with us every Sunday morning. And this morning, we have a note from a young man by the name of Alex, and he's in India. And it's 9 o'clock at night there, but he's worshiping with us today. Just send us a note. Ah, hallelujah. Isn't that sweet? Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're about to see two young ladies go down in the water in Jesus' name. Why don't we just take a little more time and worship and praise God and magnify Him? We have some pictures of a brand new baby. This is Brother Wyatt and his dad, Sean. And this is Mom and Dad and Big Sis and little Wyatt, the Butler family. And that's Wyatt Butler all by himself. Handsome fella. Oh, he likes it. Praise God. Let's give God praise for a healthy baby. Take me down to the water. Put me down in Jesus' name. Wash all my sins away. Somebody ought to shout about it this morning. Just a brief advertisement for baptism. When we baptize people, we baptize them in water by full immersion because the etymology of the word itself means to immerse. We do it in Jesus' name because that's the only way anybody was baptized in the Bible. Nobody was baptized in the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in the Bible. We want to do this the biblical way. We want to do this God's way. Yeah. let's praise him once more for all of his goodness. What a good God. What a worthy God. Praise God. We are so thrilled and delighted for all that God's doing. Thrilled today to have Brother Mark Dross back in the house with us. Looking forward to a great day of revival. He's going to preach this morning in this house, and then at 2 o'clock there's going to be a Spanish service here, and we're excited about that. They've been passing out flyers and inviting people, and Brother Dross asked if he could preach that meeting. And I said, sure. You go on his website, you check him out in El Salvador and Chile, and he preaches to stadiums full of people. But I don't think it'll be any less anointed or any less intense when he's preaching to a beginning work here. And this is a very exciting day for this work and a very exciting day for our Spanish-speaking work. And I want him to come right now, and whatever the Holy Ghost has told him, we appreciate him so much. We want him to tell us, point your hand at him and tell him, preach to me, preacher.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on now. Clap your hands to the Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Is there anybody that has thanksgiving in their heart this morning? Somebody that has thanksgiving in their heart. We bless you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Amen. Thank you, Pastor. It is an honor to be here this morning and to be here for this revival and to see already two souls be baptized in the lovely, powerful name of Jesus. What an amazing day already. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Praise God. Hallelujah. Last week, I was in Salem, Oregon, and I had asked y'all to pray for a crusade there in Salem, Oregon, and God just moved in a tremendous way. We had 2,200 people show up to the crusade, and I'm talking about a bunch of tree huggers, amen, praise God. We had 557 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody ought to rejoice over that. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was amazing. It was amazing. We had just that happen within a 10 to 15 minute span where God just poured out of his spirit in that place, and all those souls were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, you hear about that in Africa or South America or Central America, but that happened in the United States of America. Praise God. And if that can happen in Salem, Oregon, what holds it back from happening here in Birmingham, Alabama? Praise God. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe that that can happen in this place? That can happen in your city. Praise God. If you believe it, give a shout unto God. Glory, glory, glory. God have mercy. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. Glory to God. We are thankful for all he does. Acts chapter 6 and verse 5. Acts chapter 6 and verse 5. And when you have it, say amen. Praise the Lord. I hope I have the right translation. I think so. Amen. Well, if not, just hallelujah. Read it up there. I'll read it down here. Amen. Praise God. Acts chapter 6 and verse 5. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 6, whom they set before the apostles, And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Verse 7. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Hallelujah. Full of faith and power. Faith and power. I believe it says faith and amen. There it is. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to preach to you this morning in preparation for what God is doing in this church. I want to preach to you about the elements for revival. The elements for revival. And I greatly believe that God is working a revival in the spirit. Amen. And it is to just surpass everything we have seen up to this point. Hallelujah. I want you to look at the one next to you and say, it is our time. It is our time. Amen. We hear about it in other places, but it's our time. It is our time. Praise God. It is our time. It's revival is in the air. It's not coming. It is here. It is now. Glory to God. I wish I had a witness. I said it is here and it is now. Glory to God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you, oh mighty God. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are powerful. I pray, God, that you will fill the atmosphere with an expectation in this place. Let your glory descend upon us, oh God. Stir up something within our spirit that cannot allow us to be comfortable, but all stirred up, just wanting to see a move of God and a move of your spirit. Have your way in this place this morning. Put the devil in his place and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Now, if you have a praise in your mouth, give it unto God. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Just give him one more praise. Glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. Stephen was a deacon. He was one of the seven men chosen out of the Greek assembly to be able to oversee that the widows would not be neglected in the daily distribution of food. He was a deacon. He was not an apostle. He was not a prophet. He was not a pastor. He was a deacon. He became and he was known as a man full of faith and power. Hallelujah. Este hombre que nosotros leímos en esta mañana era un hombre que simplemente era un diácono, no era pastor, no era apóstol, era diácono, pero era conocido como un hombre lleno de poder y de fe. Full of faith, full of power. That wherever he would go, God would move in a dynamic way. I even read a little history on Stephen, and it said about him that in a moment of drought, Stephen also prayed that rain would come, and rain descended and fell. He was known for being able to see God move in a tremendous way, where people's lives would be changed and souls would be saved, and miracles would happen in a tremendous way. Because of Stephen's boldness, the gospel of Jesus Christ was spread all over the place. One man's faith brought revival to a nation and to many nations. A faith that was unmovable, unchangeable,
of faith that even in the midst of trial and tribulation, he still held on to faith. Este hombre tenía mucha fe y creía en Dios aún en medio de las persecuciones. He had a lot of faith. Faith is the first part or the first element for revival. You have to have faith. Oh, glory to God. Slap somebody and tell them you have to have faith. Hallelujah. One of the main concerns of Jesus Christ was he going to find faith on earth? If faith was still going to be in existence. In Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, it says, "Nevertheless, then the Son of Man cometh. When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Hallelujah. You've got to understand that there is an attack on the faith of the church. There is an attack on our faith. The enemy is pulling out all stops to be able to come against our faith. If he can eliminate your faith, he's got victory over you. Praise God. You'll hear me say that quite often because it is the truth. Praise God. We think that our battle is with pornography and all this kind of junk and drugs and alcohol and all that kind of stuff. Our battle is for our faith. It's for our belief in Jesus Christ. If he can mess up your mind to not believe in God anymore, he has overcome in your life. But if you hold on to faith, oh, God have mercy. If you hold on to faith, then it don't matter what you go through. It don't matter what America goes through. When you hold on to faith and you believe who our God is, our God is not the president. Our God is not the government. Our God is Jesus Christ. Somebody give God praise. Praise God. You see, faith is the key element to connect us with God. It is the key element. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Fe es el elemento principal para conectarnos con Dios. La Biblia dice, sin fe es imposible agradar a Dios. You must believe, first of all, in the existence of God. You see, for years in our schools, they've been trying to bombard the existence of God by saying that we came from a Big Bang and the Big Bang theory and evolution, and that we came from a monkey. I don't know about you, but I did not come from a monkey. Praise God. This is not a mistake. This was made by the hands of God. Oh, glory. I wish I had some folk right there. Praise God. You thought that everything was a mistake. Some people think their whole makeup is the whole face is a mistake, and they try to get a new nose and new ears and new lips. Baby, that's how God made you. Don't mess with his plan. Don't mess with his artwork. That's how he made you. And when he made you, he broke the mold and didn't make anybody else like you. Glory, glory. Somebody give God praise in the house. If he can mess with the existence of God, then who do we call on if God does not exist? If God does not exist, if everything came out of a mistake, whew, I have a theory about the Big Bang Theory. Amen. The Big Bang was God speaking. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that his voice is like thunder. Oh, God. And so when he opened up his mouth, boom, let there be light. And there was light. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. I did not come from a monkey. You ought to tell somebody, I didn't come from a monkey. Hallelujah. The Bible says that me tejiste en el vientre de mi madre. That you sowed me. I don't know how it goes in English, but more or less like this. You sowed me in my mother's womb. In other words, he put me together. I didn't evolve to be what I am. I am what God made me to be. Oh, God, have mercy. If you don't get that in your spirit, then you'll be moved by every wave of doctrine. But I am what God created me to be. I am a child of the living God. I was made by God's hand. Can I get a witness in the house? Glory, 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 glory. Woo! I feel the presence of the Lord. Satan will try to distort your faith, to be able to bring your faith down, because he knows that faith is the economy of heaven. It is heaven's economy. The same way the dollar is the economy of the United States of America, faith is the economy of heaven. That's why the Bible says, to him that believeth, all things are possible. Because when you got money, baby, you can do anything you want. And when you got faith, God, I wish somebody would help me preach this morning. When you have faith, you can acquire miracles, signs, and wonders. When you have faith, God opens doors that have been closed. He puts a way where there is no way. He gives you favor in the midst of turmoil. When you have faith, God blesses your faith. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Glory to God. You have to have faith. Slap somebody and say, you've got to believe. It don't matter what you're going through. You've got to believe. Hallelujah. Just because I'm going through some stuff does not mean that heaven is suffering. You've got to believe that God is still seated on his throne. He's still powerful. All power's in his hand. He is mighty. Just because you're going through a sickness in your body does not mean that heaven is sick. God is still the healer. God is still the doctor. You've got to believe. I wish somebody this morning would grab this word right now. Oh God, oh God. You gotta believe. You gotta have faith. Ask the one next to you, how's your faith account? Glory. How's your faith account? You got any? You got any? Because some came dragging in with no faith at all. This morning, you barely got out of bed. Oh, just barely made it to the house of the Lord. If it wouldn't have been for Fufu that was barking this morning and woke you up, you probably wouldn't have made it to church this morning. But the Lord just kind of kept on poking your dog, saying, keep on barking. I got to get him out of bed. I got to bring him to my house. I got to build their faith. because I'm about to do something in their life that they've never seen before. Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost all over that. It is not by mistake that you're in the house of God this morning. It is ordained by God. Somebody give God praise in the house. You've got to have faith. Hallelujah. Say, I believe.
Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, glory, glory, glory. I just felt the devil start trembling right there.
I just felt hell start shaking right there. Because if you grab on to this, that it is the economy of heaven, then you know that for everything you need, you gotta believe. Hallelujah. And it might seem impossible for the human eye, but it is not impossible for God. And if you believe, what you do is you put heaven on motion for your situation. I just got blessed by that myself. Hallelujah. I might have to buy the CD afterwards. Praise God. I said, when you believe, you put heaven on motion for your situation. I don't know about you, but somebody needs to get heaven on motion for their situation. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Glory, glory. Tienes que tener fe. Al que cree, todo le es posible. Tienes que creer a Dios, aún en lo más peor. Tienes que creer. You have to have faith. Oh, God, have mercy. You have to have faith. Even if your marriage looks like it's falling apart, believe. Hang in there. Believe. Even if the court case is going the wrong way, hang in there and believe. Even if everything looks negative and the doctor says all this and that, and let me tell you something. The sea in Calvary is greater than the sea in cancer. Glory, urababobo sanda rabakotoya, itarabosaya, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is more powerful than any sickness, than any disease that might hit your body. If you just believe this, then to him that believe, oh, things are possible. Glory, glory, glory. Slap five people and tell them, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Uraba shondo robo kotaya. I believe, I believe. I'm not going to dwell on a negative. I'm going to dwell on a positive. That even though I got pain in my body, I believe that he knows what I feel and he knows how to take care of it. That even though on paper it might look bad, on heaven it's already written a different way. I believe that God has the final word. If he says live and not die, it's because I will continue living in the name of God. I feel the Holy Ghost in it. Glory. Hallelujah. The second element for revival is power. Power, power, authority. Power is the authority of heaven. You have to have power. A lot of Christians are like those guns that you push the trigger and the little flag comes out and it says, pow. Praise God. Yeah, you know how to dance. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, I got your attention now. Everybody's like, uh-oh, he's going to talk about our dancing. No, 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 no. Your dancing is awesome. You know how to dance, but do you have power to back your dancing? Praise God. Do you have power to back your dancing? Because what I've been coming around and coming and finding out is a bunch of powerless Christians. We can only depend on the pastor to be able to rebuke the devil and rebuke stuff out of our lives and all this kind. Where's your power, baby? Where's the power that God gave you? Oh, God, have mercy. You've got to have power. Power is the second element of revival. Power is the apostolic authority given by God to further the establishment of the kingdom of God here on earth. You have to have power. You have to have authority. If you don't know who you are, then everything will trample all over your life. But when you know who you are, it don't matter what it is. You're like, I ain't going to be treated like that because I know who I am. Ain't no devil in hell going to step all over my life. I am a child of God. I am ordained and anointed by the Most High God. Is there anybody in this place that recognize who they are in Christ? Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Power, power, power. We're not just some little thing. I don't like it when people will refer to the church as some little thing. The church is not some little thing. We are God's machine on earth to establish the kingdom of God. Oh, God, I wish I had somebody right now. I said we are God's machine. We are God's army to push back the devil in the name of Jesus and take territory that the enemy has stolen. Oh, God. See, the problem with some is they cannot capture this because you got Satan living in your house. And he done took all your power away. He done took your joy away. He done took your peace away. But you put a facade as if everything's okay. I dare you to go back home. Open up the door of your house and say, devil, I give you 5 seconds to get out of my house. Somebody needs to do that right now. I said, somebody needs to do that right now. You need to put the devil in his place. You need to let him know you ain't messing with me anymore. You ain't taking my stuff anymore. I'll fight you tooth and nail. I'll beat you down. I'll cut your tail down. I'll put your teeth out. But you ain't taking my blessing. I wish a fighting spirit would get in you. You got to fight for your kids. You got to fight for your marriage. You got to fight for your health. You got to fight for your blessing. Don't let the devil step all over you. Fight for your miracle. Let him know that you fight dirty. Let him know that you'll bite if you have to bite. Let him know you'll hit him with a 2x4. But fight like you ain't never fought before. Glory, 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 glory. As long as you allow the enemy to step all over you, you ain't ever going to have the victory. And many times we treat it like we're like, no, you know, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. When are you going to get aggressive? My God, have mercy. When you know what you've got. Oh. God, have mercy. Wait, I better not go any further. I might be messing with my message tonight. Hallelujah. But when you know what you've got, if you go out with a 22, you know you got a 22. But if you walk out with a bazooka, you know what you've got. And it don't matter what comes in front. If you walk out with a BB gun, you're the one running. But if you walk out with a bazooka, everybody else is running. Because you know what you've got. Baby, it's time to trade in the BB gun for a bazooka. It's time to trade it in for a tank. Because what you've got is more powerful than what the devil has. You've got to put the devil in his place. I don't think you heard me. I said you've got to put the devil in his place. Put him under your feet. Let him know that's where he belongs. Just stomp on him a little bit. Sink it into the carpet and say that's where you belong.
Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost all over this place. Somebody ought to lift up their hands and give God praise. Tienes que tener poder y autoridad y poner al diablo en su lugar. Hallelujah. It is the power, the apostolic authority. Say authority. You have to have authority. Praise God. If you don't have authority, then your words fall to the ground. Praise God. You know, when I talk to my kids, I don't scream at them. I don't have to scream at them. I speak to them with authority. Praise God. And because they feel that, they listen to the voice of authority. One day my boy, he cut his eyebrow. It was deep. He had a whole bunch of stitches, but he cut his whole eyebrow like that. He was working in the Sunday school. He tripped, he fell, and he cut his whole eyebrow like that. We could see all the way to his bone. I took him to the emergency room. And when we were in the emergency room, the doctor came and she said, "Sir, we've got to literally inject on the inside of the cut." She said, "And if he moves, it could mess things up big time." And so she called a whole bunch of other nurses and stuff to come and hold him down. I said, "You don't have to hold him down." She said, "Why not?" I said, "Watch, boy, don't move." Praise God. Glory to God. Time out don't work anymore, folks. You got to know who you are in your home and establish that authority in your home. Don't let the devil mess up your kids. Oh, God, that's for somebody here this morning. And the doctor looked at me and she said, are you sure? I said, "Boy, if you move, it'll be worse. So don't move." He said, "Okay, Papa." And he put his head and they came with the needle. And I said, "Stand still, boy." And he was there and they're sticking the needle and tears coming out of his eyes. But he did not move his head. Glory to God, because he knew the voice of authority in his life. When you got authority and you know how to use it, ain't no devil in hell gonna trample all over you. No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. I said, ain't no devil in hell gonna trample all over you. Get out of my house. Get out of my marriage. Get out of my finances. Get out of my kids. I command it in the name of Jesus. Take authority. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I wish somebody would take authority right now. I said, I wish somebody would take authority right now. Glory. Faith, power. Watch this. When you mix faith
and power. God gives us faith. God gives us power. He gives us the measure of faith to everybody. He gives a measure of faith. So you cannot say that you are faithless. You just have not worked it. Praise God. I don't know who's the most buffest guy here. Who's the most built dude here? Amen. Dawson. Dawson is the most built dude here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If I was to get the most built dude here, and he's standing there and he's got cuts and he's like all built and beefy and stuff, and he's standing next to me, most everybody would say the dude's got more muscles than me. He does not have more muscles because we have the same amount of muscles. He's just learned to work them. Oh, that's a word all by itself. That is a word all by itself. Amen. And so our faith and our authority has to be worked. My God, have mercy. You got to work your faith and your authority. The reason why your faith is so down on the ground is because you haven't worked it. The reason why your authority is almost non-existent is because you haven't worked it. You've got to exercise it. Oh, God, have mercy. When you mix faith with authority, you have miracles. Watch this. Faith is the economy of heaven. Power is the apostolic authority of heaven. And miracles is the evidence that heaven is present. I'm done. God have mercy. I gave what I had to give. I'm done. God wants to do something in your life that you've only been longing for. And God says, I have equipped you with the faith and with the authority that you need to see it accomplished. Faith and power. And there are people in this place that you need to recuperate your faith in this house. Your faith has been, like we say in Spanish, ha estado por los pisos, has been on the floor. Your faith has been on the floor, and you need to recuperate your faith in this place. Maybe you've gone through some stuff. I get it. I understand. But hold on to faith. Stand to your feet. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. God. Your presence is in this place. Your power is in this place. This has been ordained by you, this moment. If there is ever a time that you want for our faith to be at its highest moment, this is the time. There are people in this place, God, that their faith is on the ground. I don't know if God will respond to my prayer. I don't know if God will respond in my situation. I pray, God, that you will raise faith in this place. Raise faith in this place. Hurabakashataya. Huriata rabashaya. Raise faith in this place. Jesus. God, I pray that you will bring your church
to a level of authority to put the devil in his place. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know who you are. You know the battle of faith you've been going through. Doesn't mean that you're sinning. Just you're going through a battle of faith right now. I want you to come to this altar. In Jesus' name. Come on. Come to this altar. Come to this altar in Jesus' name. There you go. Come on. Come on. God is going to restore faith in your life right now. Come on. Somebody needs to come to this place and just come. An encounter with God. Have an encounter with God right now. That's it. Come, come, come. Wants you to come to this place. Raise your hands in the presence of God. Somebody needs to take authority in this place. You need to take authority in this place over your situation, over your body, over your marriage, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody cry out to God right now. Somebody needs to cry out to God. God, I pray right now by the power of your spirit that you will lift up the faith of your people, that you will reestablish faith in their lives in the name of Jesus. The glory of God is in this place.